Hey everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. This is live eviction recap number 6. Very interesting week. We're going to get right into it. I'm Derek Lavasser.
And I'm Cody Calafiori.
And there's a lot to cover, so we're going to get right into it. We're not going to screw around tonight because a lot going on in the house. Lot to cover, so Cody, what's your thoughts? What's your initial impressions? We just saw the live eviction. Interesting. HOH, everything all on TV tonight.
Yeah, I think it was only a matter of time. I feel bad for Brittany because essentially she was the punching bag of the season, the pawn, and it's never good to be in that position and emotionally in that house. It's always tough. To be honest, we called this from the beginning. We said this in the beginning. Although I'm a human, I feel bad. It's the game of Big Brother, and it's what it is. If you're not branching out and really putting yourself out there to have social relationships with a bunch of people, you're expendable. And when you're expendable, you become a pawn until you finally are the person that's targeted to go home. That's what we saw this week with Brittany. But, you know, all in all, I didn't think it was a great week for some of the people that we have pretty high on our hit list. I thought, you know, again, this is what's happening now, though. The numbers are dwindling down, so it's becoming very difficult to have a good HOH week when you're in HOH, which is why I took it into the All-Star season. You said it to me. It was very clear. Clear targets or don't win. And Kylan went into that HOH without a clear target, trying to figure it out, and he burned so many bridges along the way. It wasn't good. It wasn't good for me.
And I think that's where it's a good place to start. Back to what you just said real quick about Brittany. I think I speak for you when I say this, but I actually don't think Brittany's a bad player. Mm-mm. Like, I think on another season, she could have did pretty well. I don't know if she would have won, but she has a great story. She's obviously well-liked by America. Yeah. She's by far no means a, like, floater where she's just sitting there. Like, she just socially didn't get into it, but she had the attributes, the physical attributes, the mental attributes to do something in the game. She wanted to win more than anyone. But again, Big Brother is a social experiment, and having a big alliance like the Cookout, then having a big alliance like the Royal Flush, and finding yourself aligning with two people, partially because of the twist with the Jokers, you had Derek F. and Azza. Unfortunately, Derek F. and Azza are not only not good competitors, they're not even at the top of the totem pole for their alliance that they're in. So they really didn't have much influence either. So some of Big Brother, I think I could say this for both of us who've won the game, some of it is luck. And Brittany just had a stroke of bad luck. And because we've played before, it was nothing against her. We could just see the writing on the wall, and we knew she wasn't going to last. But that's my thought on Brittany. Like I said, no hate towards her. We like Brittany. Yeah. But just she was doomed from the start. But you just talked about Kylan. And I think that's a good place to start because the episode, last episode or – I think it was last episode. Like we had the HOH on that episode.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, it didn't air live. Sometimes we get that music one live. We didn't this week. And so it was interesting because Kylan, Azza wanted it.
Yeah.
And Kylan didn't throw it to her. I don't know why.
No.
So he second guesses himself. And he has this opportunity to throw it to Tiffany, which he does. He tries to do.
Yeah.
Tiffany literally picks the wrong answer.
Yeah. Under no pressure, she can't get an answer right. So, not to get too much into Tiffany, but the only knock that I have on her is I just don't think
she doesn't do well under stress, bro.
Where was the stress, Derek? She was getting thrown.
She had to hit that button. She had to hit the right one, you know? But, I mean, Kylan also, it's weird. Maybe I'm reading too much into Kylan, but I feel like I have a good read on people. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like Kylan, his face, he wears it on his face what he really wants. And he wanted to win the competition.
Yeah.
He's got an ego. And so he was like, I know I have to throw it here because it's going to come back on me if I don't. But I'm actually kind of hoping she doesn't get it right. Because if he really wanted to throw it, he could have just hit the wrong button like Xavier did.
Yep.
But he was kind of like, I think, like,
that's
subtly hoping.
You nailed it on the head. If you want to throw it, answer the question wrong. You don't wait for the other person to answer it wrong. I said the same thing, dude. I'm sitting there being like, why didn't he just answer it wrong? Like, what?
Go back and watch it for anyone out there who doesn't believe us. Go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. Don't look at Tiffany while she's trying to pick the answer. Look at Kylan.
Yes.
And he's like, he could just tell her the answer.
He was like doing this too. When He was like, I don't know if I'm mixing the veto, which he horribly threw.
No, in the veto he did that. We're going
to
get to that.
Horribly threw that again. But
he doesn't have a good poker face. We love Kylan. No. Does not have a good poker face. So Tiffany gets the answer wrong. Mm-hmm. Kylan becomes HOH. Yep. Not good for Kylan. We've said it throughout this whole season. HOH can make or break someone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to stack up too many wins because you don't want to be a target. And you really don't want to stack up a win when you don't know who you want to go after. I mean, he came up with something. I just don't think it was something good.
No. So he burned bridges. So Kylan wins the HOH.
Yes.
And Kylan goes into the nominations. We get introduced to this high roller competition before the nominations. So the high roller competition is a room where every house guest either can
pretty
earn.
Pretty cool room.
I thought it was sick.
Yeah, sick room.
Any house guest. So the first three, America gets the vote. America gets involved. The first three house guests that are voted highest by America earn $100. Second three, $75. Bottom five get $100.
Yep.
And so now we're.
America hates you. I'm just kidding. Just
my
kidding.
My favorite was Alyssa. And then she just goes, huh, America hates me. I was like, oh. Poor girl. That would have been one. Honestly, bro, that would have been us. And everybody would have been voting for, like, you know, the
hey,
underdogs.
Listen, man.
You know
listen, I mean? Man. I was Team America.
Okay? Oh, you're right. You're right. You got a lot of votes.
No, I got a lot of votes. Me. But no, but to your point, no, you're right, because they gave me Team America in like week one and two or whatever it was. Yeah. And then without a doubt, half of those people were like, can we retract our vote? Like, there's
Derek's
no doubt about
so
it.
So good. He doesn't need this money. He's
I won Team win. America, and then I had Team America tell me to go. Myself when we tried to do a play and they're like, you know, the apple pie thing. So they basically literally told us, like, America hates you now because you're voting out Donnie. So I've been on both sides of the spectrum. It's not fun.
No.
It's a seesaw.
No, it's not fun. But so we have this room, and each week there's a pretty much more at stake with each competition. So this first one, you get to roll, and you can either, you know, depending on your score, you then, you know, finish at the top or the bottom. Essentially, I think, because only four people played in it, all four of them got it. It didn't matter where your score was, unless you got zero, which was Tiffany, who she didn't get a score.
Yeah.
So these four people, they all go in the competition. Not to, you know, take a deep, deep dive into it. You can watch the episodes if you guys want to see it. Four people play. Four people now this week get to vote on who they think is going to win the veto after the chips are pulled. And if their vote wins the veto, they get a second veto.
Yep.
So, you know, now that leads us into, you know, the four people, well, five people played. It was Kylan, Tiffany, Derek F., Sarah Beth, and Claire, if I'm correct, right?
That sounds
right. Tiffany didn't get into it. So those four, Claire, Sarah Beth, Derek F., and
I don't think Tiffany participated.
She did. She just knocked her stuff off.
Oh, that's right. She knocked the bucket. You're right.
Yeah, so she got a zero.
You
so
are right.
Those four bet.
Yeah, because Claire told her not to play.
Yeah.
And she's like, sorry, Claire, I'm playing because I think you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So
she played
for
Claire. So she was trying to, it was, Claire was trying to get her not to play. She played, she was playing for Claire, which I respect. She was going for it. But essentially that competition happens. Those four get to place a vote. This is before nominations, but the vote gets placed after the veto meeting. So that brings us to nominations.
Yeah. And Kylan, this is where, you know, this is a bad week for Kylan. This is going to be a theme tonight, guys. We still love Kylan, but we got to call it how we see it. This is a bad week for Kylan within the cookout, within the outside people. It just is a bad week. And I think he lost a jury vote as well, which we'll get to. But Kylan decides to give you the short version of it, because Kylan also has a very long-winded way of explaining everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch in the feeds and stuff, you know, at the end of the day, he put Brittany up because when she was in the HOH competition, you have an option to pick who you want to see go against each other. And usually you're going to pick two people that you don't want to see win. So one of them cancels the other person out, right?
Right.
Only one person is in advance. So she picked, I believe it was Azza and Kylan, or who was it?
Who?
Brittany.
Brittany picked Sarah Beth and Kylan right off the rip.
That's right. That's what it was. Sarah Beth and Kylan. So she knew those two are together. She clearly just said to them, I know you guys are a duo. I don't want one of you to win. So I'm putting you both up. Now one of you are eliminated.
Right.
So he picked up on that. So that was nomination number one. Now the one kudos I will give to Kylan is he kind of manipulated the situation.
Hold on. He didn't nominate her initially.
I'm sorry. I apologize. He nominated Claire.
Right.
And I don't really understand the rationale behind Claire. They didn't want her up there. He just really doesn't want to put up SB. And, you know, he didn't give Claire a great reason for wanting to put her up. And we're going to get more into that because after the veto, I got even more confused. But he puts up Claire, I think because he sees her as a threat. I think there was some conversations that she was starting to put two and two together, that there's something going on. There's something going on that she's not part of, and I think he's threatened by her, and he puts her up. And then the second nomination, which I was getting to, is Derek F. Do you have any more insight? Like, it sounded like from the – I didn't watch a lot of feeds this week. I had a bad week this week. Some of you guys know on Instagram, but I had a bad week this week, and it sounded like from the episode that Derek F. kind of volunteered, but is there more to that? That he felt like he had – what was the deal with it?
So Derek F. went up to Kylan to talk to him in the HOH room, and Kylan pretty much laid out – and – to Derek F's credit, he's got a good relationship with Kylan. Kylan is very open with him, and he's very open with Kylan. So he goes up there, and Kylan kind of shoots him straight. He goes, target number one, Claire. Target number two, Alyssa. Target number three, Brittany. And he's like, so I just got to figure out, like, I could put Brittany on the block. And Derek F was essentially, he was doing it to protect his two girls from going on the block with Brittany and Azza. He didn't want them going on the block. He didn't want Brittany to have to go through it again. He didn't think Azza could handle it, and he felt, I could wear this weight on my shoulders, so I think I'm going to take the brunt of this, but do not tell anybody that that was a plan. I'm just going to roll with it, and we'll just let everybody think, like, okay, just a pawn. It is what it is, and then we'll explain. I don't think they fully explained it to the cookout members either. But I could have missed that conversation. But Derek F. essentially just kind of rolled with it and took the nomination just to avoid
having one of his girls up there. So the target essentially at first, even though it was a soft target, was actually Claire.
Claire.
Was actually Claire because, you know, clearly wasn't Derek F. So he puts them two up. And just so you guys know, this is Big Brother 101. When you're HOH, I don't care what twist is going on in the game. The strategy that you want to implement is that you want to put at least amount of people on the block as possible. So you always want to, you know, yes, you could have a backdoor plan, but you always want to put at least one person up there that you wouldn't mind seeing going home if they happen to go home, whether it's a pawn or not, because if you have both of those individuals stay, I don't care what they tell you, they're not going to forget that. So he puts up Claire, he puts up Derek F with Claire being the target. And then we have the veto ceremony where they pull the chips first.
Correct.
And who do we have? We have obviously Derek F, obviously Claire, obviously Kylan. Then we have Alyssa.
Yeah.
And we have
Brittany.
Brittany. And that's it, right? Yeah, because he's
the last one.
No, one more. What's the competition again? I'm drawing
it
a
was
blank.
OTEV.
OTEV. Oh, Derek F. I'm sorry. I already said Derek F. I already said
Xavier didn't play, Tiffany didn't
play. Azza.
Yeah.
It was Azza.
Yeah.
So OTEV, shout out OTEV. Yeah. I know you didn't get to play in it on the first season. You get to play in it on the second season?
I did.
OTEV's the
I broke the OTEV curse, bro.
Oh, bro, you did. Congrats on that.
Come on, dude.
Still congrats on that. I know everyone was like, OTEV, he's done now. I'm going to use that every week now.
That was the best. That was so
every week.
You've been practicing that.
Every week I've been practicing in my own free time, just like sitting in front of a mirror, just doing it with a thumbs down. That's never going to go out of style.
Bro, 10 out of 10, you nailed it.
Thank you. So they pick the players, and then obviously they have this twist, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, actually, but crazy. Run us down that so people, because again, if you're not, I'm assuming everyone's watching the episode, but who do they end up picking?
Yeah, so Kylan picks Alyssa. Claire picks Kylan, Derek F picks Brittany, and then SB is the only other one, and I'm not entirely sure. She didn't win it, so, you know.
Yeah, she picked, really I don't remember who it was either. And so they go into the veto competition. Fast forward it, you guys know the competition. There's two things that stand out to me. You have Azza throwing it to Brittany right in front of everybody.
Tiffany
saw
it in a second.
Everyone probably saw it, even though they didn't show it, but everyone probably saw it, so that's not good.
Yeah.
And then the real story that comes out of this is the final two in the OTEV competition are Kylan and Alyssa, and they're standing up on the top. They're waiting to go, and there is usually a few minutes where they reset, so there's plenty of time to talk, and Alyssa begs, you know, Kylan to throw it to her. I should even say beg. That's a little harsh, but she basically like, I really want this. Please give it to me. And he knows, like, he's already won the HOH. He's safe. Mm. He doesn't need to win the veto. because even if Alyssa wins, he wins as well because he picked her. Yeah. So it's a no-brainer for him to throw it. But the story coming out of it is Kylan has no future in acting, as many Big Brother house guests don't. He doesn't as well.
Point. Yeah, he made it so obvious. And there's a couple things I have the issue with. This whole, like, Azza did it in this HOH, begging for the HOH to get, you know, thrown to her. Then Alyssa's doing it for the veto. And it's like, what? Just so that you can, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. Yeah. And this is no shade on Alyssa. This goes for all future house guests, past house guests. You know, I never won a veto. I didn't have to, but I never won one. And I always wanted to. But I can tell you this. If I had won a veto, and the way I won it was you and I were in the final two of that competition, and I said, hey, dude, can you please throw it to me? I really want this one, please. If you throw it to me and it's completely obvious you're throwing it to me, I'm not counting as a dub.
Yeah.
So you can't go in the DR and brag about how you won because you won. You won the veto. It counts as a point, but, you know, you can't beg for a win, and then when they throw it to you, make it seem like you just prove to everyone you're a good competitor, because if you look at the competition, Kylan clearly was going to beat her. He had it right there. He knew it. He had, because it took her so long to find it, it exposed him. It exposed him. So, you know, this is no shade on her. The reason we bring it up is because when we have Alyssa at the bottom, some people are like, oh, you know, how are you going to still have Alyssa at the bottom? She just won a veto. We're not looking at the stats. We're looking at the context of those stats. And the reason we're bringing this whole facet up is when you see Alyssa where she is on the hit list, this is giving you some insight into our rationale as to why she's there. Yes, we know she won. She's won a couple competitions at this point, but we have to look at how she won them. And this veto was clearly thrown to her. The last competition she won, if you remember this, this is why you are the memory guy, but she won a competition already before. What did she win? Wasn't it HOH?
I got to be 100.
Oh, no, that's her first win. That's her first win.
She has not won anything.
You're right. So she hasn't even won before. Yeah. So, yes, she did win. We've been saying right along she's not a great competitor. The point is we stand behind that because of the way she won. Still a win. Congratulations. It goes down in the BB history books. But when we're looking at this in totality as far as what you're capable of going forward, down the road, people aren't going to throw you wins.
Yeah.
So that was it for that in the veto. Yeah. So Alyssa gets a W, she gets a veto, and Kylan, right?
And Kylan. And with that, so now Kylan has nominated Claire, didn't really give her a great reasoning, wasn't amazing. It made Claire not trust Kylan. Then Kylan wants to do his best to, you know, mold and mend that relationship. But in doing so, he could have just won the HOH and then she would have won the veto and then she would have gotten a veto and then he could have played that to her. Hey, listen, I knew you bet on me. I knew this would help you win it. And so I really wanted to win that for you. I know I put you up. It really is unfortunate, but I hope this helps.
Mm-hmm.
No, right in front of her, for her, if you saw her, they showed it. She was livid because he clearly threw it and she knew she would get the veto if he won it.
Mm-hmm. She thought she had it at that point.
Yeah, everything Kylan did this week backfired on him, from his nominations to the veto to just how the week played out itself and conversations that he had. Didn't have great convos. Essentially put a pretty big target on his back, even within the Cookout Alliance.
Yeah, they all think he's all over the place. The only one who's like totally with him is SB, and she's not gonna get him the win. But keep us going right with it, because this theme of Kylan not making good decisions, he wins a veto, so he gets to use his veto first, and then Alyssa, walk them through that, because I think this is the ultimate poor move as far as like setting himself going forward.
Yeah, so he essentially goes to SB, and I can't tell if it was because he thought he was going into the DR and then going to be done. He goes to SB and tells SB, go tell Brittany, give her an inkling that I'm going to be maybe putting her on the block. Just say that you talk to me and go tell her. She goes out and tells Brittany. Brittany comes storming in. He comes out of the DR. And the conversation with Brittany, the thing that about Kylan and when he has these conversations with people, he makes them so confused because he kind of dances around his points, ultimately making no points.
Yeah. And he just keeps talking until they get exhausted.
Yeah, until they're like, because then it just got to a point where Britney was like, okay, this is getting nowhere. You gave me your word. It meant something to me. You're going back on it. It obviously meant nothing to you. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. Not good for Jury. Not like a move where she's going to look at him and be like, wow, I respect the move that he did to me. Yeah, where like maybe someone like Derek X, she made that very clear. And so didn't love the convo. He then has the veto meeting. He uses it on Claire, takes her off.
The person he just put up.
The person he put on the block to put up Britney.
To make another enemy.
To make another enemy that you essentially want to send home when. So this is my whole thing about it, right? You nominated somebody in this season. You now won HOH again. That person's still there. Why are they not on the block in the first place? And if the conversation is, hey, listen, I know this is going to be unfortunate. Please, like, you're not my target. I really want to work with you, but I want to limit the blood on my hands. And if you could take this for me, I will promise you I'll return the favor. If you win, I will go up on the block, but I promise you, you are going to stay this week, blah, blah, blah. And then if the promise gets broken, it's like, well, I didn't vote. Like, sorry, that's not my bad. So a way to mend it with her so that it's not like Kylan bad, not voting for him. He played this week so poorly from the noms to the replacement to the conversations. We were so high on him. And so I was sitting here every single episode. I was like, oh, Kai.
Yep.
I was like, bad exhausted week with it. Bad week. So he nominates Britney. And to Britney's credit, what I will say, she is an app, which we knew this. She was a fighter. She didn't give up. She ran through everybody the same way Christian did last week and was hammering people as to why her game would benefit. And the craziest thing was, is that there were so many people in the house, including like cookout members almost, that were like, she's making good points. Like, I don't know. Maybe sending home Derek F would help because she's not coming after me. And like, I don't know. Derek F doesn't bring anything to the table. So kudos to her.
He didn't really campaign at all because he didn't have to.
And he campaigned at all because he knew he didn't have to. Which, hello.
And that's what we've said from the beginning. And you made it very clear a couple of weeks ago. Once the cookout became the majority, it's game over. As long as they stay true to their original agreement, there's no way around it. You're not, if there's a cookout member on the block and the cookout is still loyal to each other, you can have the best campaign possible. You're going home because they're not considering game. It's something bigger for them.
Yeah.
So even though you have cookout members in the DR going, it's better for my game to keep Britney.
Yeah.
It's better for my game to get rid of Derek X because he's someone that, you know, everyone's going to want to take to the end. However, I'm playing for something bigger. And basically, they're almost prepared to lose as long as they accomplish their goal. So Brittany, she didn't realize it, but just like Christian, they were dead in the water the minute they got put on the block next to Derek F. And that's really it. But I think it's a good point to bring up how hard Brittany did try. And, you know, and Claire said it tonight, which was great. You know, Kylan, you basically threw me off the cliff and then gave me a rope and said, hey, let me pull you back up. Like, and then, you know, you're still dead to me at that point.
To
like,
prove what?
You're still dead to me. For Kylan, the best thing would have been not to win HOH. But once he won, he should have put up, if it was Derek F and Claire he wanted to put up, great. He should have done everything in his power to make sure Claire went home so that the blood was as minimal as possible and that Derek F, who volunteered, would not be coming after him because they agreed to it. So basically, it's a great HOH. He gets out a target, someone who's not in the alliance, and he doesn't have someone still in the house who can win HOH the following week and put him up, which we're going to get to the HOH. But if Claire would have won HOH tonight, Kai would be on the block.
Yeah, he'd be in trouble.
So very interesting moves by him, and that just goes to show you how hard this game is because we've been high on Kai all season. You like that rhyme? I know you did.
Big time stuff, bro. Big time.
we've been really talking very well about him. He's done great, but this was just the game is starting to get tougher, and it's a higher cerebral game at this point where every move could affect whether you get to the end or not, and he had some missteps. Is he dead in the water? Absolutely not.
No.
But we're going to praise you when you do well, Kai, if you watch this afterwards. And we're going to call you like a friend would if you do something messed up and you did not have a good week this week. So that kind of sums it up, right? To tonight's eviction.
That was quick. That essentially is it. If you guys want a little bit more context, obviously watch the shows, watch
the feeds.
Watch the feeds. But
there's other podcasts.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't want to take a crazy deep dive just running through the live episodes that you essentially saw. We gave you guys a little breakdown, which brings us into our absolutely 10 out of 10 incredible segment.
Yes, but before you do that, what do we got to say? We both missed it. So they go on the block. Who goes home?
Oh, yeah. So.
Right? Kind of, you know. Yeah. We got so excited. Yeah. We got so excited.
I got to be honest with you. I can't wait to get to the hit list every week.
I know.
We've run out of time. And I'm like, dude, let's get the hit list. Anyways, Brittany goes home 7-1. Azza throws
Bye,
a vote.
Yeah. I think they probably all agreed to that. Azza probably asked them.
Totally. Yeah. It was one of those. You saw Azza crying afterwards. It's a unanimous vote.
They've done, every season does something different. This season, they're giving a pity vote in some cases where as long as it's only that one vote, it's not an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, so everyone else knew they were voting Brittany because if they didn't, heads were going to roll.
Yeah. So Brittany goes home. There you go.
Brittany's gone. Brittany's in a jury. And Brittany, from her brief discussion with Julie, I know she said, oh, it's just a game, all this stuff. I love Brittany. I'm not buying it. I think people, if Kylan's sitting there next to someone who she remotely likes, that little bit of a gripe is going to come back because he put her on the block twice. And she definitely is very an emotional person. And I think ultimately they're going to say to the camera and to Julie, oh, you know, it's just a game. I'm not going to vote like that. We're all human beings. You're going to vote with your emotions.
And let's be honest, dude, she didn't have a great grasp on it because her answer to Julie about why they sent her home, because none of them thought they were going to beat her in the end. And none of them thought they could beat her and she would be the hardest person to beat. It's like, and she believed it. That right there kind of summed it all up for me. Be like, Brittany,
yeah,
you weren't there. You weren't there with the game.
Yeah.
And nothing against her because she's a competitor. You just said it, and I think it's so true. This game is so difficult. You cannot take people's word for face value. You cannot.
Nope.
Or else you're going to end up backstabbed and like crying or pissed off and out of the house with Julie and not really knowing why. And that's what I think, you know, Brittany kind of doesn't even really have a good understanding as to why she actually went home.
Right. Quick question for you. Jury buyback. Do you see it happening this year?
I do not. I see the same thing as last year because of COVID.
Yeah.
I don't see them being able to, when they talk about the Big Brother house as being the safest place on the planet because you're bubbled and isolated.
Yep.
Once you exit the house, and even if you leave and go out there with Julie and then you're out, you're with a handler, I don't know where you're staying, you're no longer in that bubble. So I cannot see them bringing somebody out and then bringing somebody back in.
Yep, completely agree. I see some stuff on Twitter where like jury buyback, she could come back. If you're a strategist in that house, you might not say it out loud, but you're saying once they leave this house, they ain't never coming back.
I thought the same thing on my season. I was like, my jury management is going in my goodbye messages because I know they are never allowing people back into this house. And so I'm gonna expose alliances in my goodbye messages. I'm gonna say things about stuff that's happening in the game that I had a hand in because I want these people to know like I couldn't come and suck up while you were gonna be leaving. Mm-hmm. Because we all notice that stuff. Like, we all pick up on that.
Yep. And we're going to start talking about that, too. Yeah. With the hit list, we got to start talking about jury management.
Yep.
Because these DRs now, they count. They're just as important in jury management as some of the game moves you make. So now, why don't you tee us up?
We got the hit list, baby. We are here.
Yes, we do. Let's go.
We are here. And we are starting off at tier four. Again, just to like preface it with you guys a little bit, some of these people, again, because somebody went out of the house, if they don't move, you'll see that dash and their name in white. If they do, whether or not they move up or down, plus or minus, they'll be in green for a plus, minus will be red. And we start off with our tier four of the hit list. And these are people that Derek and I just don't see.
Don't see a path.
Just not a path for them to win.
It's not even get to the final two. Yeah, not even get to the final two.
Yeah, yep. They're going to be jury votes, essentially. And to be honest, not to knock their game, it's just the way that this season has been unfolding.
These two people, how we see it,
probably don't have a path to win it, or definitely don't have a path to win it. And we're starting off with Alyssa. We see her drop to the bottom spot, essentially because she didn't win the HOH. She really doesn't have anybody. Huh? Well, I felt horrible for her, but then it made me feel better. So she would have probably rang in around 27 seconds.
Oh, yeah, but then someone came in less.
SB would have beat her at 21. So
that's true.
I was sitting there, and I was like, oh, that's gut-wrenching.
It reminded me of your competition, week two HOH.
Yup. Little overexcitement. Once you take your eyes off of that
You see the button.
Narrow. You see the button. You're like, oh, I won. Kaplunk.
Missed the,
there it
missed
goes.
The floor. Missed the step. Kaplunk. Missed the floor. That's great. Kaplunk. Yeah, no, but you're right. I didn't think about that. Someone actually came in less. So, yeah, Alyssa, she doesn't have a ride or die. Xavier's starting to think about his own game. Mm-hmm. She's not that great at competitions. This is why we brought up the whole thing. It wasn't shade. I actually think she's a really nice person. She's cool. Yeah. It's fun to watch and all that stuff. But she hasn't shown us yet that she can go out there and win a competition, not because she's asking for it or because the person next to her thinks it's advantageous for them not to win.
Right.
She goes out there and wins it because in spite of everyone not wanting her to, she just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And she has not done that yet. So yeah. I'm happy for her that she had the experience to win the veto and that she's going to be able to say that forever. But when you and I are putting together the hit list and we're evaluating her ability in competitions, she's not doing well.
No. So, and it's, again, I said it right before we started. It's only a matter of time. She'll be up there at some point.
We said about Brittany, dude.
Very soon. Exactly.
We said about Brittany. She's right behind. She's right next to her. And I think the next person is going to be moving up a whole spot.
Big time.
Because, hey, listen, they won HOH tonight, so they got to move up at least one or she would still be at the bottom.
Spoiler alert. Sarah Beth won the H. Well, everybody saw it. I mean,
yeah, you guys. All, I mean, if you didn't see it, Sarah Beth won the HOH tonight. Did an incredible job, by the way, and that's a true win.
Really impressive.
That's a true win. Like the opposite of Alyssa, that was a true win tonight. She was better than everybody else.
Yep.
Simple.
And she went out there. She did that clean, smooth, precise. Bop bop bop. Popped it in 21 seconds. So the thing about 21 seconds is, Derek X could have. Derek X could have taken that same path and done it in 12 to 14 seconds.
Yep.
But when you see 21, you're looking around and you're like, oh man, she must have taken the shorter one.
Uh-huh.
You get in your head and you don't realize everybody kind of, you watch the episode, you don't get to watch each other go.
Right.
So Derek X came out.
Not like your HOH on week one when you got to see everything. It's cheaters. Oh, no, you didn't actually. You guys are behind the walls. All the people who... I'll just go fucking... I'm just going to stop talking.
You are.
There was the other people watching that got
cheater.
To see it. Oh,
cheater.
No, but you did cheat, though, because according to the Twitter people, the things were still moving, and that's how you knew which ones to step on. Did you know that?
Except for the fact that I stepped right on the same one that everybody else fell on. So well done, Twitter people. We
cheater.
Don't really take care
cheater.
Of it.
Cheater.
Yeah, I cheated.
You cheated.
You know
set
what?
Up for
no,
you the whole time.
Derek, exactly. That's what it was. It was set up for me the whole time. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, that set it up
that.
For me.
I'm glad they did that. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Anyways, so Sarah Beth wins it. But just to explain kind of where she's at nine, she's only prolonging the inevitable this week. She keeps herself safe. But I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I'm eager to see who she targets, how she handles it, and to see, you know what, Sarah Beth? Now the ball's in your court. Are you going to be able to prolong your game? Because Kylan last week kept you safe, but essentially went down in flames. You know, not went down in flames.
Kylan, we know Kylan isn't going on the block.
He's not going home. He's not going on the block. And he's all, even if he goes on the block in future, unless all the cookout has eliminated everybody else, then he'll go home. But Sarah Beth is going to show us this week the kind of player, you know, this is her time to show us. Should she move up a tier?
Yeah, is she a puppet or a puppeteer? Is someone else going to run her HOH, or is she going to say, "I don't care what you guys say, I'm putting up who I want to put up"?
And I need these people out for my this person has to go out for my game to benefit. And I'm not going to talk to you, and you to see as a consensus what is best, because we're in the jury now. You want to work with a group to get yourself to this point. And you want to strategically place yourself every single week in the best position to get yourself to final three.
Mm-hmm.
This is now that second tier of the game. And so I'm eager to see if she's going to be able to move herself up.
Kylan's going to be in her ear, and Tiffany's going to be in Kylan's ear and Xavier. So it'll be interesting. My gut tells me, I've seen some things online, that it might be like a Derek F and an Azza. I don't think it'll be them initially. I think they convince her or put enough pressure on her where maybe it's a Derek F who... she doesn't know it, but kind of is volunteering to go up again because he knows he's not going anywhere, and he's already been on the block, so what does he care?
Yeah.
And maybe again, like a Claire. I could see a Claire going up because
I could totally.
Kylan's saying, hey, she's going to come after me. You know, I need your help. I need your help. I say, you know, I kept you off the block, I put her up, and maybe then a backdoor of a Derek X or I don't think she would go after Alyssa because she's in the Kings.
Yeah.
So well, I don't think she'd go after Alyssa.
I think all that's kind of like
it should be, but it is. They still talk about it though.
Do they? Yeah. So
I mean, even the Jokers, Brittany, Derek F, and Azza are together because it was the Jokers, and then it just kind of these people really formed like genuine bonds in most of their alliances. But it will be interesting. And again, you might be saying, "Oh, HOH, you know, she should be higher." Cause, but this isn't.
No.
This is a cumulative thing. This is who we see going to the end. It's not who's doing good this week. Yes, she's safe this week, but it's. As Cody has said numerous times tonight, it's only delaying the inevitable, in our opinion.
Yeah. So, you know, that's our thing with Sarah Beth. But I got to be honest with you. I'm very eager to see how she plays this HOH.
Yep, and it's going
to
be fun.
How these twists come into play. Yep, so that moves us to tier three.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our – these two people have been in this tier since we started. They're in a tier of their own. They're essentially in a tier that is being protected because they're inside of this alliance that is essentially running the house, but they themselves really don't have much control as to what's going on. And they just lost a person that was a really big ally of theirs, somebody that really could have protected them if she could have pulled out a win, which she did in that one veto. But we started off with Azza dropping a spot, and that's essentially because I see Azza playing. Derek F and her are not too different, but Azza's playing way too emotional of a game. Everything is emotional to her. Everything. Mm. Down to being so upset that Brittany's going on the block. It's like, well, you came here. You have the Cookout Alliance. Your game is getting further. Like, you're not winning competitions. You're asking people to throw it. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know, and so she's essentially, in my opinion, Azza's there until the Cookout starts to go after each other, and then she'll probably be one of the first ones gone.
Yeah, and the reason I have her below our next person is because she's already having some dissension with people in the Cookout. There was a whole thing this week where Xavier was mediating a conference, you know, a disagreement essentially, or a disagreement on how they should pursue this game going forward between Tiffany and Azza. And Tiffany has a lot of power in the house. So, you know, again, when they start getting out the Cookout Alliance, when they start going after each other, Tiffany's coming for Azza's neck for sure. So very minor thing. It's a micro thing, but that's why she's there. And the person that we're about to mention right now, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I mean, number seven is going to be moving up one, basically just a swap.
Yeah.
It's Derek F, Big D, as we're as Julie called him tonight, as everyone calls him. And there's not much to say about Big D other than the fact that he's basically playing the same game as Azza, talking a lot of crap about other players, but doing it more so to Azza, and kind of has a better poker face when dealing with others. So like, he talks crap about Tiffany all the time, but when I see him with Tiffany, for the most part, he's able to control his emotion where Tiffany doesn't read it as well. She knows Azza doesn't like her. I don't think she knows that Derek F doesn't like her. And so for that reason, she's at number seven. The only thing I want to throw at you, because I mean, we're not going to spend too much time on them, but the one good thing about tonight, I want to know if you agree, is if one of these two are able to get to the end, even if it's as like in theory as a pawn, they got a jury vote already. They got one. Mm-hmm. They only need four. Yeah. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. Brittany will 100% not vote for anybody else if a Joker teammate is in the final two.
Does that make it harder for one of the other bigger players to, if their original plan is to take a Derek F or an Azza, do they rethink that now? Because, you know, this is a vote.
I don't think so, because the other thing is every other team has three people going into the jury outside of the Aces, who only have two people going into the jury. So you have the Queens who have three, you have the Kings who have three, you have the Jokers who have three, and then you have the Aces who have two. So it's essentially an even playing field. You know what I mean? And so
doesn't change your, if that's your methodology, you're not changing it.
No, okay. Azza, I don't know. I think Azza and Brittany will vote the same. If Derek F is there, he's guaranteed. But I think if Derek F is in the jury, he will vote. I don't think he's going to vote he won't just be narrow-minded and like, oh, that's my teammate from the season, I'm only voting for them. I think Derek F will kind of vote who he thinks is like the better player.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I do agree with that. And that rounds out our tier three. And if you want to categorize tier three is people who we do not believe are playing good games, but because of how they're set up, still have a very good chance at winning the game. They still could get to the end, and depending on how feelings are in the jury, they could end up having a bitter jury and seeing Oz or Derek F win the game. So that's why they're not in tier four, because they're not playing much better games than the people below them.
No.
But because of how insulated they are, they could get to the final two, and they could have a situation where it's a bitter jury and they end up voting not for the other person as opposed to voting for them to win. So could be an interesting development near the end, but that is tier three, and we are on to tier two.
Yep. Tier two, and the first person that goes into tier two is Derek X. So we both want to preface this with, we love Derek X as a game player, as a Big Brother player. He's
one of the best players in there.
He's so smart. Him and Claire had a conversation. He is picking up on what's going on with the cookout.
Yep. They had a segment on it tonight.
And so he's picking up on it. He's aware of it. But essentially, what's happening to Derek X now is he's becoming the Christian. He's going to become the person that everybody is nervous about bringing further because they're going to be nervous about beating him.
Yep.
They don't think they're going to be able to beat him in a competition. And so
he's in trouble.
It sucks. But we've said this about Derek X. He is essentially going to have to win his way to the end. And then at that point,
If he's sitting next to a cookout member, he's still going to lose.
He's still going to lose. Yeah.
The thing about Derek X, and this isn't to qualify, so we're like covered if this happens. We have Derek X at number six, but he's such a good player. He doesn't deserve to be there, but he's at number six because it's very plausible that he could go home this week. He could go home any week. Like if Xavier and like a Tiffany have their way, you know, Derek X is going to go sooner than later because I think even Kylan really likes Derek X, right? I mean, so it's just one of those things where any week that Derek X doesn't win a competition from this point forward, if he is on the block on finale night, whether it's next to a cookout member or a non-cookout member, he's more than likely going home because of the game he's played so far. So that's why he is where he is right now. And we could even make an argument to put him lower just because he has no insulation. He only has Hannah, and Hannah has made it very clear, and she's playing a very good game, that she'll cut Derek X too. She's been, I don't know if she's just fronting, but I've seen a lot on Twitter where, you know, she's saying like Derek X has got to go sooner than later. He's starting to pick up on it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, yeah. The only thing Derek X has, Claire, who he's starting to like kind of bounce ideas off of. But ultimately, Claire is with Tiffany. Derek X is with Hannah. Those four are working pretty closely together. They had that conversation this week where they were talking about, I don't know, Big D is probably the better one to go.
Yep.
But now that's alarming the two cookout members to be like, we got to send him home.
Exactly. No, it's feel bad for him, but it is part of the game. And unfortunately, he doesn't see it yet. He's starting to see it, but it's a little too late.
Yeah.
And this theme can carry right over to our next person at number five, who, by the way, Derek X stayed exactly where he was last week. So he hasn't moved down, but with less people in the house, that's where he stays. However, our next person is moving down one. It's a slow decline for Claire, but she is dropping every single week. She's down one more. And there's really no reason to kind of like beat it up again.
Yeah.
She's basically Derek X without the ability to win comps. And what I said earlier, weeks ago, is coming to fruition. And not even coming to fruition, but proving to be true, which is there's a lot of fans of Claire out there. She is a super fan of the game, but being a super fan doesn't necessarily translate into being a good competitor. Mm-hmm. Good strategist, good read on the game. She's saying some things that are impressive as far as her pickups. But she's proven week in and week out that she doesn't perform well under stress. That's my read on it. I know I might get some people coming for me on that one, but we're halfway through the season. I told you that the week after she was not safe from jury, she was going to have to win either HOH or veto. She didn't win HOH. She got put on the block and didn't win the veto and was only saved because Kylan made a terrible move.
Yeah.
You know, he made a terrible move. So it's not looking good for Claire. And she could be even lower next week.
Yeah. Hey, I got nothing really to add. I think you hit every single point. And so she falls into the category of good player, doesn't have the ability to win out. And so she's, again, another person. It's only a matter of time.
Yep,
but
I agree.
That moves us to our next person, which is he's dropped two spots. And I got to be honest with you, he could have dropped even further down if it wasn't for him being insulated inside of the cookout. And also Sarah B winning the HOH, which essentially is keeping him safe. And so we saw this week how from 1 week to the next, so much can happen that can shift you and make you be in a worse position. And so essentially he doesn't drop any further because something could go his way this week where maybe now we say it all the time. 1 week is like a month in the house. And so something that happened a week ago, people could forget about. And so Kylan could see himself bouncing back after having a really, really difficult week as the HOH.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, Kylan, he's losing some trust within the Cookout Alliance. I think he will be someone who goes home in the beginning. But the thing he does have working for him, he's a great competitor, man. Mm-hmm. He's even trying to throw comps like the HOH, and he still won it. You know what I mean? He's very athletic, super smart. I think people are understanding how smart he is, at least from what I'm seeing. I mean, he knows all the answers. You know, he's not a great social player, in my opinion. He's well-liked because he's such a good person.
He's a genuine person, yes.
So let me say, he's not a good communicator. And I think we even talked about this week one. There's some things that he discussed where he has a little trouble communicating with people. Mm-hmm. And now that the game is so fast-paced and so very little room for error, it seems like he's starting to have some mishaps, and it's catching up to him as far as what's the right move to make in that very moment when you only have seconds to decide, you know?
Right. And it's like when you're not ready for a conversation, how can you really spitball a convo and really just kind of shovel shit at somebody without them realizing that's what you're giving them.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do that well. And that's, bro, you can attest to it. There are like, I want to say about 50 to 60% of your conversations are like, you got to come up with something, especially when you're the HOH.
People are reading every single word you say.
Yep. And he did not do a great job of that this week from the way he threw it to Azza, to failing to throw it to Tiffany.
Not throw it to Tiffany, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
To essentially making them think he's just really trying to keep Sarah Beth safe. So, like, is he really with us or is he with Sarah Beth? To
bad week.
His nominations, burning a bridge with Claire, to replacing it with Brittany, burning that bridge. That's a lost jury vote.
Yep.
All leads us to Kylan being in the second spot in tier one last week. To being in the fourth spot and now in tier two this week.
Right. And I will say this. Kylan has the ability in competitions. If he can get to the final six with the cookout, that boy can win out. I'm telling you right now. They better be careful because they might have a plan to get him out.
Yeah.
Kylan is going to do work, I think, in that. Because he doesn't feel like he gets a lot of – it doesn't seem like he gets too stressed out in the comps.
Yep.
And he can give any of them a run for their money, including our guy who we love. We'll get to him later. But he can compete with the best of them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we remember, like, Derek X was one of these comps. Xavier's right with him as far as the wins.
Totally.
I'm sorry, Kylan's right with him as far as the wins.
So
I'm telling that, you know, I know Tiffany and Xavier think he's not going to be an easy out.
No.
If he's got multiple shots at the title, good luck with that. So that's him at four. Why don't you hit us with number three?
Well, I also want to piggyback on that, especially when the cookout members are, if they're the only ones left in the house, who's beating Kylan? Tiffany isn't winning a competition. Oz is not winning a competition. Derek F isn't winning. So I don't know what Hannah's going to be doing. So it's like, it's essentially a 1v1.
It's X against him. And honestly, I love X, but I think depending on the competition, I think Xavier's a smart dude. I think Kylan's just as smart.
I agree with you.
He might not have the law degree, but he's just as smart.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
X is a better social player.
Yeah, and he's just better. He's better all around because he knows he communicates and he's very calculated when he's talking. Yeah. Where Kylan, I feel like, is trying to find it.
Yeah, you know? Kylan's causing chaos, and X is kind of diffusing it. That's the difference. So that's why Xavier's where he is and Kylan's where he is.
Yep.
You want to hit us with number three?
Because
our girl's moving up.
Moving up. She doesn't. To the. What?
What? What? I'm sorry, guys.
What just happened there?
We just lost subscribers for both of us.
Which, guys, if you guys haven't done so already, please drop subscribe and turn on notifications. Always plugging. But Hannah has moved up. And really, the reason why Hannah's moving up, to be honest, is because she. And it's, to be honest, and not to, you know, not to be like a backhanded compliment, really not through her own merit. It's just because people around her are kind of like imploding and she just keeps looking better and better every single week, because there's people in the cookout that are going over, that are going to be looking over her. There's people outside of the cookout that I think now she is kind of hidden in that. I don't think anybody's going to target her because she's also shielded by Derek X. And so Hannah's just moving up, not because she's this incredible strategic player, because she's this absolute beast in comps, just because she's essentially doing just enough to form good relationships and not piss people off. What do you think?
Part of Big Brother, and it's something we overlook a lot, is just not hurting your own game. Yeah, that's it. Bro. Just not hurting your own game.
It's a great
you know,
point.
You don't have to do too much. Just don't do anything that sets you back. And
She's
not doing anything to essentially excel her game right now.
Right.
But because she's making sure she doesn't have any missteps, people around her are, and they're just naturally falling below her. So it's really, we could say it's not her that's moving her up, but it's also not her that's moving her down.
You're right. That's a great. See, that's the point right there. That's the point right there. That was a great point. So and she deserves the credit, essentially.
In a game where you can make a mistake every time you open your mouth.
Correct.
She's smart enough to not do that.
Correct. And so we will give her the credit. Well, I will give her the credit. You already gave it to her. So I apologize, Hannah, if you watch this. That is 100% a great point. So now I have to backtrack, eat my own words, and say,
I got you, Hannah. No, right. but what you're, I mean, we always look for the person who's going out and being overt and doing something. And you could even say what she's doing is kind of a floating game, but floating games win championships. You can win you can get the W and win the money play being a floater. Other people have done it and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't give a shit how you get there. If you get there and you win, who cares? So Hannah's just doing exactly what she needs to do. Does she turn it on near the end? Is she smart enough to? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to be in a physical comp or like an endurance comp, but if it's a mental comp, I think she can compete with any person in that house.
Think about somebody that I thought had like a pretty similar game, was just kind of in between groups, had relationships outside the group, was Ian on 14. And he was just kind of like in the middle, overlooked. A lot of people were doing stuff to really mess up their own games. You had big players in there like Dan, Brittany. And Ian was kind of the guy that was just kind of in the middle, overlooked. And the next thing you knew, he started winning a ton of competitions.
Mm-hmm.
And then chose who we wanted to sit with in the finals. And so if Hannah can do that, I see her on a similar path as a previous winner. So, you know,
less people, less people playing in these future HOHs too, correct. Right?
Correct. So every time your odds go up, not
statistical
by your own
probability, you're going to increases every time. So Hannah's number three. I know a lot of people like Hannah online, and we've finally gotten around, and I think we've seen a progression and evolution with her where she's in the top three and in striking distance to take the whole thing.
I totally agree. I think that Hannah 100%, I think her odds continue to increase every single week for her to win. Like, you know, betting odds. Yeah. I'm at a point right now with Hannah where I would bet on her. I'd bet on her to win the game.
To 5 minutes ago, you were saying that she's not playing that great. So.
No. I wasn't. That's not true.
Now she's winning the game.
Hold on one second. She was, I'm saying moving up, not because she's playing this insane game.
Yeah.
But I still said, she definitely could win the game, guys. Tier one. Okay.
Tier one.
Lead us off, bro.
So number two, and this has been a roller coaster with her, but she's keeping us on our toes. That's Tiffany. Yeah. She's moving up one, deservingly so. We've said it from day one. We've never backed off of this. Tiffany is the best social player in the game, hands down.
Yeah.
She's like some of our other players where, again, week after week, she's not throwing competitions and not winning. And that is going to be important down the road because they all have this group of six. And do I think Tiffany can beat Hannah in a mental comp? Yes. Do I think if they play against each other 10 times, Hannah probably wins 6 to 7 times out of that 10 times? Yes, I do. I think Hannah is very intelligent. I think Xavier is very intelligent. I think Kylan's very intelligent. I think Tiffany's very intelligent too. You have to be intelligent to play that level of a social game.
Yeah.
But if it's a physical competition, I think she's at a huge disadvantage right now. And even if it's like a who wants it the most competition, I think she's in a big disadvantage. So if her social game is so good that people recognize it, who's going to want to sit next to her? That's my only fear with her, even though we have her at number two.
Yeah. And the other thing is in one of those pressure cooker competitions where, you know, you're like, it was like the web comp or something where like it's a pressure where, you know, the comic competition is one where you got to find stuff. And if you're like kind of getting overwhelmed, you'll miss little things. And so there's competitions where I think she really can struggle. And that's why, you know, it's going to be a matter of, can she have such a good social game that carries her all the way? Because I think she will struggle with comps. But what I will say is I'm not going to go back on what I said last week, because I still feel like, only because Kylan had this week where he really, really put himself in a bad spot.
Yep.
It almost made the week that Tiffany had previously kind of get covered up slightly, because her and Derek F. were just recently having a conversation again, because they were not seeing eye to eye. She was like, I don't feel like you like me. And Derek F. was essentially saying, do you see that? He was like pointing at his arm, pretty much saying, I'm not going back on our skin color. And I it doesn't matter whether I like you. I told you, you remind me of my mother, blah, blah, blah. Just reassuring Tiffany. But again, that's kind of what Tiffany does. Like, I don't know if she was in the wrong. I don't know what kind of started this conversation, but you had essentially Derek F. pleading to her, like, I'm not turning on you, Tiff. And so I think that kind of just shows how they really like her. They really look up to her a lot.
Yes.
And so
yes.
Thing. Huge. And so unless she really does something again, like last week where she's pissing people off and then something emotional can come from that, you know, that's where if she settled back, which I think she did this week, it could actually help her go right to the end of the game.
And I think producers are starting to see it as well. You know, they obviously been doing this a long time. They can tell pretty early on who's going to probably be in the end. And if you notice, guys, as you're watching the show, this is something you see after you've played. They're starting to allow Tiffany to narrate the story.
Yeah.
Her DRs are always the one where she's guiding you through the process of why they're doing what they're doing. It's her. It's not even really so much Xavier, but they're letting her tell you, we're going to do this because this is best for, you know, so they're starting to give her what we call the mastermind edit, justify, you know, rightfully so. Yeah. She is definitely a mastermind in that house. I think her and Xavier give each other a run for the money. She's more overt with her controlling of the game, where Xavier is more subtle. We'll see which style plays out better, but she's definitely a front runner. I know that last week you said you don't see her winning. I do think it's going to be all or nothing for her.
Yeah.
I don't see her. If she gets to the final two, she's winning the game.
Game over.
If she doesn't, but it's going to be very hard for her to get. She's going to have to do something where, considering what the competition might be, I don't know if she's going to have someone take her there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I totally agree with you. It's going to be a point of her getting to the final three and then hoping that that relationship that's in the final three people is the one that's going to be taking her in. So maybe her social game does carry her all the way through.
It could, dude.
Because I'll tell you what, they have changed it, which I love that Big Brother did this. They have changed the final HOH, the final part of the three-part HOH. They didn't change it to just some chance that could be messed up, where ours was, did they say A or B, which is both. It was a deep, deep dive.
Yeah,
into questions about the season.
You like and Nicole's deep, one was deep, yeah.
Deep, like, how many vetoes did Tyler play in?
Yes.
Like, deep dive. And so... Yeah.
You got to know your stuff. She's going to do well in.
It's learnable. All of it's learnable.
I think Tiffany will do well in that. I think she knows her stuff. We'll see, because, you know, sometimes you see him researching, but I don't see a lot of these guys doing the, you know, reminding themselves of like, hey, how many vetoes were there? How many? Maybe I'm not watching a ton of feeds, guys, so I could be missing it. But like,
probably,
I know I caught people. You and I were studying all the time. Yeah. So if they're studying, say down in the comments below, we want to know who's studying the most. So for you guys that are out there, you guys that are the feed people, the feedsters, I usually say, I know some people don't like that, but the people who are watching the feeds, comment down below. Let us know who is the one that you see on the feeds actually studying competitions, veto wins, you know, which week was what, because we know at some point during the season, they're going to have that competition where on what day was, you know, what day was Kylan, you know, veto, you know, they're going to have that. So let us know down below who's doing that the best right now, in your opinion, from what you're seeing on the feeds.
Yeah, because there's multiple competitions that are like that. You'll have an HOH with the Days. You'll have a veto or a final veto with the Days. You'll have a web competition maybe. We didn't have it on All-Stars. Yeah. And then you have that final part of the HOH, which is like, it was like, who fell off the wall fifth?
Yeah.
It's like a deep, deep dive. And then, and it's not only who fell off the wall fifth, where you just got to think of the person. It's like, I thought it was intense, which is why I don't think Tiffany will do well in it. Because
of the stress.
Pick three. They all are kind of close, but you got to really know the right answer, and the stress gets to you.
Yeah. If we're going based on what we've seen so far,
exactly.
People like Kyland, Xavier, Derek X. I mean, if he gets there, I mean, all those guys are going to do better. Hannah is super smart. Mm-hmm. We haven't really seen her perform extremely well, so I can't say that for sure with her. Yeah. But we know, and I don't think it's like me choosing the guys. Up to this point, tonight was the first time a female won an HOH, which congratulations on that by Sarah, but it's a huge thing. I'm a girl dad, so I'm all about it. I'm all about that life. Yeah. But the stats are the stats.
Right.
It's been a guy every single week.
Right.
And it hasn't been always a physical competition. So we're going to have to see something from Tiffany for us to say, hey, listen, as long as she gets to that final three, she could beat, she could easily win it, you know?
Or even final four, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
final
that's true, final four.
Where I win the HOH, I'm in the final three, or I win the veto, I guarantee it, and I guarantee who's going, so.
That's right.
Those are going to be, those are really the competitions that we're talking about why, and this is why we say we need to see something. Because those competitions are really, really intense. You won the HOH, I won the veto on 16.
Yes.
Those competitions are very difficult competitions. Yours was the before and after, and you know, you it's quick. It's
shout out 420. Prolonged. Shout out 420.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't even know what I'm talking about. When we had to put up the minutes for how many minutes was in the competition, I happened to go with 420. People love that. It gets memed all the time, the cop holding up 420.
Classic.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What did I put up? What was my answer?
I don't know, but you were like, I was 420, and I think you went higher. Damn you it. Were so pissed because I had gotten, you were leading the whole time. And then you got one wrong, and then we tied, and they gave us a tiebreaker where we had to put the time.
Victoria, did she make it?
No, that was just me and you for the time.
Let me tell you. I was trying to be funny, but be facetious, Ian. He taught me that word. Victoria got like seven of them right.
Yeah, there was she did okay on that one. I don't think she got seven right. I think you're giving her way too much credit right now. I think she got like all right.
Anyways,
three right.
The top spot. He has not moved. Everybody knows. Obviously, you're watching. You see the names. Love this guy. He's a good player.
Let's take a quick reversal this week, and you start it. What's Xavier, if anything, in your opinion, doing wrong? We always prop him up. We've been propping him up since the first episode. Anything he could do better?
I will tell you this. He could stop being so good socially. I mean,
so he's a threat to take to the final. Like nobody's taking him to the final two is what you're saying.
I like Xavier is liked by too many people. I don't think I can beat him. I'm not going to let him get to the final three. He's going to be in a situation where probably around final five, he's going to have to win every single competition or else he's going to be too much of a threat to sit next to. And then he'll go home.
Right.
That's what I will say about his game.
He's too big. So it's, you know, unless, and he doesn't have like a Cody in there, you know, like I think he has people he's close with, but nothing like you and I were nothing that close where it's like, it's more than a game for us. It's a friendship where he's close with Tiffany, but I think they would cut each other if they had to.
Totally.
Kylan and X has already said it. Kylan's kind of, they'd cut each other. So I think if X, Kylan, Tiffany are sitting there and it's choosing one of the others and they're sitting next to a Derek F or Aza, they're going to be like, come on up, Aza. Come on up, Derek F. That's it.
See you later, Xavier. So So what I will say is that's a great point that you make there. And it shows the importance of having that ride or die.
Yeah.
Because then you have somebody that's not only, you know, obviously it's an individual game. Like, yeah, you and I were playing for ourselves, but, well, I was kind of playing for the both of us. Our first go around, it was less about me and more about us.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
It was less about me and more about us, and he doesn't have that. And you need somebody that also is going to, if they win, know, okay, I am good. I don't have to worry about this.
He has to win outright.
Exactly. And that's not I think
you're right. I think you're right. I think he has to win outright. I think that if I wasn't thinking about that until you said it, but I think you're right. I think he's so good. I think everyone loves him, but I think when it comes down to that final $750,000 decision, mm-hmm. if he's sitting next to it, like we just said, some of the other players, you know, nobody's going to take him.
Right.
Because he doesn't have a single enemy. If anything, yeah. he's everyone's like closest best friend because he mediates everything.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. And I don't even have anything to add to it. We talk so highly of him every week that mm-hmm. all holds true. The guy is literally serving as a counselor to yeah. kind of mediate dissension between other players. If that doesn't tell you that you got a grip on the game socially, yeah. I don't know what to tell you because yeah. you know that's impressive. And he's obviously a physical competitor. He's obviously super smart. Mm. He even does subtle things that I noticed that I don't think a lot of people do. Like for tonight, you know, he's talking to Tiffany in the shower.
Yeah.
Most 99% of the people when they're talking to someone, bro, they're gonna face them.
I agree with you. I love that.
It's like he's always in game mode where it's like, I'm going to turn my back to you. So if somebody walks in here, it's going to, I can just look down at my shorts or my yeah. shirt. Like I'm cleaning something. It. And it just so happens that I'm standing near the shower. And most people, some of us would be like, they're definitely gaming, but there's a lot of people who are going to be like, well, I guess they're just in here and she's showering.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah. Hit me with it.
Do you think he was doing that game wise or respect wise? Because he didn't want to be staring down at Tiffany in the shower. Oh,
I did not think about that.
So I thought I was like,
damn it.
I watched it. So I don't know what it is. We may have different opinions, but I was watching it and I was like, look at this. Look how respectful he is. He doesn't want to be staring at Tiffany or like be like right up in her shit while she's in the shower. Oh, naked.
You might be right.
And so I think he just, because he was so
close to the glass.
He was okay. showing her respect by turning his back and not being staring down at her in the shower.
Wow, we both corrected each other tonight and completely changed my opinion. He was love doing that. It to be respectful.
Yep. Yep. See, this is why it's good.
When Xavier gets out of the house, Sophie, when Xavier gets out, if he wins, he's going to definitely say it was for gaming. No, I would. Yeah, I'd be like, oh, whatever. Dude, it's totally for game.
Same way.
Totally for game. Yeah, no, he, but... Yeah, no, he was definitely doing that to be respectful to a woman. You're right. Yeah. How did I not think of that? But you're right. Yeah.
So, anyways, that's our spiel. That's our hit list. Again, that's guys, list. Let us know. You see it right here from top to bottom. If you don't agree, please let us know. And honestly, don't feel sorry. Like, don't be shy. Put your hit list in the comments.
Yeah,
we would love to see it because a lot of people are like, boo. And I'm like, well, what's yours?
Yeah, exactly. Now put it in there. And by the way, side note, in case you didn't notice, I got a new mic this week. I got like, this is like some expensive equipment here. So if this doesn't sound good, I'm sorry. I don't have to tell you guys anymore. We are here at seeing the comments. We are trying. Yeah. I got into a little battle with someone in the comments because I didn't like their approach. I don't care. I'm petty too, I guess. But it's like, we're trying. It's not that we're doing it intentionally. So we'll give it the best shot we can. Yeah. And we'll see how much better it sounds. But we do appreciate you guys checking out. The channel's growing. Yeah. We're getting a lot of views. One quick thing. You will see a difference in the house guest interviews going from here. Because now, because they're in jury, we're submitting our questions. And then those questions are read to the house guest. So we're going to try to do it a different way where it kind of still looks like we're talking to them. But that remains to be seen. We'll see how smooth it goes.
We're going to have fun with it probably this first week. You're going to be going through with us, which you guys have been doing this entire time. And again, Derek just mentioned it. We see your comments. We see it because we're taking the Instagram. We put up the spoiler thing today. We're making sure we're doing what's best. Now, it's not going to be all of you. Some of you, I read the comments. I'll tell you this right now because I call it how it is. Some of you, I read the comments and I'm just like, just shut up. Because I'm like, what are we going for? All right. Now you're being nitpicky. And when you get nitpicky, you get annoying. And when you get annoying, I'm going to tell you to shut up. But for the most part, I'm saying that's like 0.001% of the people that are commenting. Everybody else, we love. Not everybody else. Everyone we love. And we appreciate the support because, guys, I don't think you understand. The views, the comments, everything boils down to us not being able to do this if it wasn't for you guys supporting us the way that you do. So we always appreciate it. Derek said it last week. There's a lot of views on our YouTube channels, and the views don't equate to the subscribers. So if you guys haven't done it already, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, turn on notifications. It just shows a little bit of extra support that we really do appreciate.
What are we going to do for the emoji? I've been doing this on my Crime Weekly podcast. I want to do it here. What's the emoji? If you're listening to this on audio, and there's thousands of people listening on audio, We need you guys to go and rate and review it. We're 4.9 right now. We got 400 reviews. I'd like to see us almost at 1,000. So what emoji are we going with this week? If you go to the podcast, whatever podcast platform you go on, Apple Podcasts is the easiest to rate, by the way, from what I've heard. It's, I don't even think you can rate on Spotify. But if you go on Apple Podcasts, look up the Winner Circle, and you can just scroll down to the bottom where the bottom of our episodes are, because a lot of you saying you can't find it. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's 5 stars there. You can click 1 to 5. Preferably 5 would be great. What's the emoji we're going to use this week? What's going to summarize this week as far as what's going on? I almost want to go with a Kylund emoji.
Do you see my emoji? I was doing the thing.
I think Kylund should be. So for those of you who can't see it, because this is kind of counterproductive for the audio people. So we got to come up with something a little bit easier. Yeah. I'm trying to think here. What do we go with? There's so many emojis to choose from.
I got to be honest with you. I got to go back and look at the emojis. So I'll bring heat next week.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go with fire this week. And the reason I'm going to go with fire is because this week with SB being the HOH, this is the first week where the cookout is in a tough situation. So the house could burn up right here this week. We're going to see how good the alliance really is, because now I believe, I'm not going out on a limb here, this is the first week that a cookout member hasn't been in charge, right?
Derek X.
Okay, so other than Derek X,
Frenchie. It's been a...
Okay, I take it back. So so the cookout has no control this week as far as who's HO, as far as the nomination, so it's going to be really on Kylan. So we're going with the fire emoji because I really can't think of a better one, and Cody left me out to dry.
I love you, bro.
So go into the ratings, rate it 5-star, put a fire emoji so that we know you were listening to this and you've heard us and you heard it all the way to the ending. Cause if you're only listening to the first 10 minutes, you're not going to hear this. Yep. We really appreciate, want to continue to grow. We've already started talking about merch. Anything else? Take us out. Anything else we got to go over? Nothing, right?
No, nothing. Just follow us. Our socials are right underneath the camera. So if you guys want to stay up to date with everything we're doing, when we drop merch, it is going to be on our socials. So make sure you're following the both of us if you guys haven't done so already. And we appreciate the support.
Preach. Said it the best, guys. We appreciate you guys joining us again on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.